We have nothing to interfere with our happiness and everyone is a delightful companion and full of love and beauty. I have met many spirits that I did not know either on earth or in the spirit world before I came to this place, both men and women. Yes, we have rivers and lakes and fields and mountains and all the beautiful landscapes that you can imagine. I not only enjoy these things, but they are more real than those of earth. I am sometimes engaged in painting these flowers and landscapes, and have many pictures which others painted. I find that I can paint with a more artistic touch than when on earth. I have no trouble in drawing, as you know I had some in my earth pictures. I am also studying music, and especially my vocal lessons. You will be much surprised when you hear me sing, as you cannot conceive what a different voice I have. Sometimes I try to sing some of the songs that I used to sing to you, but they are not pretty in comparison to the songs we have here, either in the music or the sentiments. Well, as you are not so much interested in my description, I will not attempt further portrayal of the things here. Yes, I can see it in your brain, you are thinking about other things, so you see, I know. Yes, but you must think of what I write, for that is necessary in order for you to write. While I can guide your hand, yet I have also to use your brain 47, to express my thoughts. You could, if you will try, that is one of the things that I want you to do, for then you can hear what I say at any time, and it will not be necessary for you to write. Yes, it is better to presume what I write, for sometimes it does you good to read over what I have said and feel over again the emotions which you felt at the time of your receiving my messages. I love you all the time, and you know it, but sometimes it is beneficial to reread my expressions of love, even though you doubt that they are mine. Let me tell you that you are not to remain in this state of doubt much longer, for I will so indubitably show my presence to you that you will never again doubt that I am with you. Then when you write, you will feel that I am indeed writing as convincingly as if I sat beside you and you could see me. It may happen any night as you sit and write, or when you are lying in bed thinking of me and wondering if I am really with you. So you must be prepared to have anything happen which will show you that I am with you. Yes, I believe that I will be able to do that when you are all alone, and so you will hear my voice when you are alone. No, this is the most satisfactory means of communicating that I know of. You can exchange your thoughts for mine, and can write so much more than I could possibly speak. Yes, I will be able to speak for a little while, at a time, but not as I write. No spirit can gather such power as would be required to continue to talk for any length of time. Even Bright Star, who is an adept, could not carry on an extended conversation, as she says. The power that I now have enables me to manifest myself in several ways, such as the independent voice, materialization and writing. I do not know about the slate writing, but I believe that I can do that too. At any rate, I will try to accomplish it sometime. I don't think that I will be able to manifest on the same night in an independent voice and also materialize, for each manifestation requires great power. Yes, I can knock on the table, but that does not give any special satisfaction. All earthbound spirits can do that. It is the lowest order of manifestation. The higher spheres do not care to do that if we can manifest in any other way, and I would rather not try it. I mean that I am stronger physically, spiritually and mentally than White Eagle. I do not know the exact extent of my power, but the spirits with a better knowledge of these things, say that my power is so very unusual that I can do most anything that I may try. Of course, they mean, the Paget Messages 1915, within reasonable limitations. I could not take a mountain and move it, or even a very heavy substance, but I could lift you and will sometime, just to show you how strong I am. Spiritually, I am now in a sphere that enables me to know what the love of God really is, and that in His love I have almost complete happiness. I have gotten rid of those things. I now love everybody, and am trying my best to help every soul that I possibly can. Feelings of dislike or envy or hatred has no place in my heart, for which I thank God and by their goodness and love. No distinction on account of what a spirit might have been on earth is known here. The poorest working man is as of as great importance as the most famous man according to his earthly standing. In fact, more of the poor and humble of earth are in the higher spheres than are those who were wealthy and held high positions. This is so, not because there were more of the poor, but because their spiritual conditions were better, and they are more susceptible to the influences of the good spirits, who are doing the Father's work. So you see, high standing on earth is not a thing which determines the condition of the spirit here. I know a number of spirits who, when on earth, were prominent in society, and wealthy, but who are now in the lowest sphere, simply because they did not know anything of God's love, and wholly failed to observe His laws and truths while on earth. You will be surprised at the number of friends of yours who were prominent on earth, and who are not as happy as they were while on earth. Their desires are very much the same as on earth, and yet they have no means of gratifying them, and, consequently, they are very unhappy. I think that the sin of suicide is the worst, and then the murderer, the drunkard and the prostitute. The last is a person who seems very difficult to discover things spiritual because he or she does not realize the enormity of his sin so much as the suicide or murderer. A prostitute has ruined many, and when she at last realizes that fact, her sufferings are very great. They are in very low planes, lower than the earth planes, and they are generally trying to pursue the occupation that they had on earth, and imagine that they do. I say imagine, because I have no better word to express it. But they really believe that there is some kind of happiness that comes to them from the belief that they have, that they can still engage in such things. You would be surprised to see the great number of men and women who occupy this plane, some of them who on earth were not considered such. But prostitution is not a thing of act altogether, but of desire or lust. A man may look on a woman and lust after her, and, as Jesus said, he already commits adultery in heart, and so, many mortals committed adultery in that way, and the sin arising therefrom follows them here, and can only be gotten rid of by prayer, and the consequent forgiveness and love of God in their hearts. A man or woman may get rid of this sin while on earth, if he repents and prays God to let His love come into his soul. When this love takes possession of a man's soul, all sin is cast out and is no more remembered against him. This is what is meant by washing away sin. Neither the blood of Jesus nor His vicarious atonement, as it is called, ever washes away sin. The only effective thing is the love of God in the heart. So you see, men may believe all that they possibly can that the blood and sufferings of Jesus, and His death on the cross, saves them from sin and its consequence, and yet, if they are not possessed of this love, these sins will remain and they are not saved. I have written more than I intended on this subject, but as you are so much interested, I thought it best to tell you what I have learned from the Master himself. I mean, by having a more powerful mentality, that I have progressed so very much in knowledge and in my will power. I am not yet a wise woman, but in a certain line I have acquired a great deal of knowledge as regards, for instance, the way in which spirits and mortals function while in the flesh. I'm not any more versed in the science of what controls the heavenly bodies, or why one star differs from another in glory, or what are God's mysteries as you may consider them. These matters are being investigated by other and older spirits. But as regards love, both of God and spirits and mortals, I have learned a great deal. Let me tell you that of all subjects that should interest men, love is the greatest, for love is the fulfilling of all law, and the man who knows what love is, I mean the real, genuine love both for God and his fellow mortals and spirits, has that which is not equaled by knowledge of anything else in all the universe. Jesus has this knowledge to a greater extent than any other spirit, and, consequently, is the greatest power in all the heavens or earth, and those who listen to his teachings and follow them will be when they come over, and even while on 48, the Paget Messages 1915, earth, the strongest and happiest of all beings. So do not neglect to learn this great knowledge. You are very far in the possession of it. And when you shall have had his teachings and followed them, you will be a powerful and happy spirit when you come over. I am told by him, Jesus, that he is forming his own kingdom in the spirit world of those who listen to and follow his teaching, and get this great love in their hearts, and their home or sphere will be entirely separate from the other spirits, and will be in the highest heavens, where happiness the most supreme will be. so I am trying to become one of his followers and a subject of his kingdom. He will not let sin of any kind or inharmony find a resting peace in that kingdom, and hence no man or spirit who has not been fully purified can possibly enter into it. He is now forming that kingdom, and when his work is done, and he leaves the earth plane and mankind to themselves, he will go into that kingdom and remain there, and rule for all eternity. So strive to become worth of becoming a subject of that kingdom. You must stop writing now, as you are tired. Well, as you are my soulmate and the only one that I will ever have or want, I must tell you that I love you with a love that can never grow old or less, and that when you come over you will realize that your Helen is a spirit who knows how to love. But she loves you now with all her heart and soul, and you must believe it. So good night, my own darling Ned, your loving, Helen. January 8, 1915. I am here, your grandmother. Yes, I see that you are desirous of some spiritual food, and I have come to tell you of some truths of the spirit life. You have been reading a book which is not true, for there are no hells as described in it, where mortals after passing into the spirit life have to undergo such sufferings and torments. There are no such places as described in the first part of the book. You need not believe that there are any such places of punishment for the evil spirits. God loves all his children too much to have them pass through such experiences as are in that book described. I know what I am telling you, for I have descended into the lowest spheres and have never yet seen or heard of such hells or any spirits who are in the condition described. Evil spirits have to suffer for their sins and atone for every evil 49 thought, but not by any such suffering as the writer of the book depicts. I am conscious of the fact that the churches teach of hells somewhat similar to the ones we have referred to, but neither the hells of the churches nor the hells of that book exist. So don't let the thoughts which the reading of that book may engender make you think that there is such a vengeful and cruel God, for I know that there is not. My observations of the condition of the wicked shows me that they must all suffer before they can be relieved from the burden of their sins, and have a place where happiness, even to a smallest degree, is obtained. But when they have become truly penitent and seek the saving power and love of God, they will always find it. You are not much impressed, I can see, by the statements in the book, and I am glad of it, for it might tend to make you have an idea of what God is, that is wholly erroneous. My own belief is that he is God of love to even the vilest sinner, and when such a sinner turns to him and prays for forgiveness and love, he gets them both. Let me tell you further that the love of God, when it enters into the soul of a man, is sufficient to wash away all sins, and make that soul happy and joyful. Not even the most evil man who is guilty of the greatest sin need think that he cannot be pardoned, and made happy and brought into harmony with God. I am now going to tell you of what a love the Master has for all mankind. He is now working for their redemption by showing them the way to the love of God, and the light that they need is not one of belief in any ordinance of the church or creed or doctrine, but simply that a belief in God's love and the exercise of the will of a man accompanied with a desire to obtain that love, with an earnest prayer to the Father, are all that is necessary to bring true happiness and salvation. He, Jesus, is here now, and says that he is almost ready to write to you, that you must try with all your heart to get more of God's love and become one with him, and then he will be able to write and you will understand just what he intends. So you see that you have a duty to perform with regards to your own self as well as to what the Master requires you to do. Yes, the Master is now working to lead all souls to God and his love, and some will follow him, but the vast majority will not, and they will be left to themselves when he stops his work. When that time comes, he will ascend into the heaven, the Paget Messages 1915, where his home is, and all his followers will go with him and live there for all eternity. He will not come again to the earth plane or even to the higher planes where the moral and intellectual spirits live, but they will be left to enjoy the happiness which their conditions may give them. His kingdom will be one of supreme happiness and very near the center of God's love, and will be one that will be entirely to itself. No spirit who is not of his kingdom can possibly enter therein. I don't know just when the time will come for him to leave the earth sphere and enter into this kingdom, but when he does, the gates thereto will be closed forever upon all spirits who are not followers of him, and never again will they be opened. He has told me this and I must believe him, and so must you. He is now trying to teach mankind the great truth, that in order to become partakers of this great privilege they must permit the love of God to come into their souls, as without it, no one can enter the kingdom. Soon the privileges will be taken away, and then will be the separation of the sheep from the goats, as mentioned in the Bible. No other of the great teachers is teaching the truth of the new birth, except Jesus. All are teaching morality and, in a way, a love for God, but none teach the absolute entering into the soul of man, this love by means of the Holy Ghost. Many of the ancient prophets and teachers of God's love will be partakers of this kingdom, as I am told, and so will all who receive this love, whether born and living before the time of Jesus, or subsequently. The kingdom will be created not merely by Jesus' teachings, but by this love of God, and all who have it will become inhabitants of the kingdom. Jesus will be the ruler of it, but not in the sense that you understand a ruler on earth to be, but he will be the greatest possessor of this love, and, consequently, the most powerful as well as the most loving spirit in the whole kingdom. But his rule will be one of peace and love and ministration. You must try to become a member of this kingdom, or you will not be happy as you might be by doing so. Well, as you are tired, I must stop. Yes, there are many spheres beyond me, and I am striving now to progress to a higher one. So you see, there is no limit to what may be obtained. As I understand, the spheres of his kingdom will be the one close to the Father's home, and there will be none beyond. I of course don't know, but this is what I believe. 50. Yes, sometime I will tell you more in detail of the conditions and laws of the sphere where I am. Good night, your grandmother, Anne Rollins. January 9, 1915. I am here, Helen. I am so happy, and I am awfully glad to see that you are also. I was with you at the show tonight, and you made me so happy when you loved me as you did. I tried to let you hear my voice, but I could not, but don't despair of hearing it. I will soon learn the way, and then you will hear me quite often. I loved you so much that you could not help feeling my love, and when you thought of me so intensely I was with you and tried to hug you with my hands. You shed more tears of love, and then I almost let myself control you right there, but as it was a public place, I restrained my emotion. You are my darling Ned, and you are dearer to me than ever. So let me have all your love and I will be very happy. I was with you today when Dr. Stone was with you, and heard what was said, and I saw that he was very much impressed with your talk to him about the love of God flowing into the heart, so I believe that if you continue to tell him of this love, he will soon see the true way that it must be obtained and will strive to get it. He is a naturally spiritual man and wants to have this love in his soul. I know just what he thinks about this love principle, and while he is partly right, yet he does not grasp the true principle of that love. He is depending upon a love that man creates by what he calls right thinking and action, but this is not true. Man cannot of himself create this love. He can let it come into his heart and grow and thereby become more possessed with it, but it will not come of his own creation. His heart is not in such a condition that this love will spring up spontaneously, nor can he by his mere effort to create it, cause its appearance. He can obtain it only from a higher source, and that source is his heavenly Father. No man is so good that this love can emanate from him any more than life can arise of his own volition or efforts. What is the love principle, as it is called, is not the natural love of a man for God or for man, but the love that comes into the heart of a man from the Father in answer to prayer. I do not know if I have made myself very clear, but you know what I mean, and you can explain better than I can. Yes, I am very strong tonight and you are in very good condition too, but you must not write the Paget Messages 1915 too much. You must conserve your strength, for I am going to draw on it tomorrow night, if conditions are favorable. She, Paget's daughter, is happy as I told you. You are not so much worried, and I am thankful for it. Yes, decidedly. Yes, he has to a greater extent. He sees that only this love can make him happy, and save him from his sins. So you see, you have done some good on earth as well as among the spirits. As to Judge Sirik, I will try to have his soulmate come and write him. Wait a little while until I find her. Rose is here. Dear Frank, I am here and through the kindness of Mrs. Paget, I have the opportunity to write you, and tell you that you are the dearest person to me in all the world. You do not yet fully appreciate my love for you, but as you come more in rapport with me, you will feel my presence and love to a greater and larger extent. I am not only your soulmate but your guardian angel, and when you least think of me, I am with you trying to direct your thoughts and actions towards those things which will make you happier and more at peace with your troubles in life. So do not forget that wherever you may be, and whatever your thoughts may dwell upon, I am with you and know what you are thinking of, and I want you to think and believe that in all the earth, or spirit land either, there is no one who loves you with such a pure and fervent love as I do, my own darling Frank. Oh, how I wish that I could communicate with you in this way every night and tell you of what happiness I have in being with you, and feeling at times that you do really love me in your own somewhat divided heart. But thank God the time will come when I will have your whole love for myself, and no one else will share it with me to the smallest extent. My dear, only believe that I am your soulmate, and am waiting for you to come over, and share with me the happiness and delight which my home here gives me. No spirit can love its soulmate more than I do you, and no mortal can love so much. Be my own true sweetheart, and even though you do not have the assurance that I am with you as I say, yet I am, and nothing in all the world can keep me from you. So if you can, extinguish from your thoughts that I may be a mere myth and not your own true loving soulmate. Let my love for you keep your thoughts in the way of things spiritual, for if you will only believe 51, in me and in my love you will realize that I am with you and will feel my love and my presence, even though your physical senses may not be able to tell you anything. But the sense of two souls which are decreed by our Father to be one, will tell you, at times, that I am one and you are the other, and that the two will through all eternity become and remain one in love and happiness. So you see, that even though we cannot exchange our love so very often in words, yet in our feelings and sensations we may know that our love for each other is existing, and burning with a brightness that nothing can extinguish, not even your thoughts that I am a mere myth and not your own true, loving soulmate. Be only closer to me in your thoughts and you will realize that I am your Rose, as I once told you. You sometimes doubt that you saw me and felt my kiss your forehead, and that I have no real existence, but I tell you with all my soul's love that it was I that kissed you and told you that I was your soulmate. Oh my darling one, do not doubt me again if you value my happiness. Let my love for you keep your thoughts in the way of things spiritual, for I can see that you are inclined to the higher things of the spirit world of life, and if you desire to come to me and live with me when you come over, seek the real love of our Father, for in that you will find everything that will make your soul develop, until when you come to me. I will meet you and take you to my home, where you will find that I have prepared a home for you so beautiful that you will wonder how I could have loved you so much, and thought so much about your happiness. You are the only one for me to think of in this way, and when you stop for a moment and think of what love means, you will see that I could not do otherwise than try to make you happy. There is another thing that I want to tell you, and that is that you must have no fear of what is called death, because it is not death, but an entrance into life, and when you come over I will be right at your bedside, and as your spirit passes from your body I will take you in my arms and carry you to the home which I have prepared for you. Of course, this means, if you have developed your soul to such an extent as will permit you to enter my home, and even if you have not, I will be with you as the soul leaves the body and fold you in my arms and say such words of burning love that you will not be afraid or want to be anywhere else than with me. So you see, in life or death, or the Paget messages 1915, after death I will be with you and my love will envelope you in the great happiness which I have and want you to have. As I have already taken up more of Mr. Paget's time and strength than I intended, I must stop, but in doing so, say with all my heart and soul, I love you and will love you through all eternity, my own dear Frank. Helen now writes the following. Well, don't you think that she loves him? She is a soulmate after my own heart, and I think that he ought to be very happy to know that she has such love as that. No, not so great as mine, and I will love you with all my heart too. I am somewhat tired now, and must stop, So good night, my own darling Ned. Your own true, Helen. January 10, 1915. I am here, your father. I came to tell you that you are a very loving man and that you will do some good both in the earth and in the spirit world. I feel that I must tell you this, for I see that your soul is developing very rapidly, and as the more of God's love you get, the more power for doing good you will have. Only pray as you are doing and you will become happier yourself, and make others happy. The message that you have just received will make the judge feel very happy, and it will cause him to think more of things spiritual, as I believe. You should not write more tonight as you are tired. So with all my love and many wishes for your happiness and prosperity, I am your loving father, John H. Paget. January 12, 1915. I am here, Jesus, you are my friend and disciple. You are in me and I am in thee, and we are in the Father. You are in me for all eternity. My kingdom is not of this world and you are not of this world, you are in me, as I told my disciples of old. Only believe me and keep my commandments, and I will love you to the end, and the Father will love you. I mean that you must love all mankind, and try to show them the way to God's love. Question: I mean that I am my Father's Son of truth and righteousness, and as such you must pray the Father in my name, not because I am Jesus, but 52, because I represent all the truth and love of my Father. Yes, and that is the only way in which men can come to the Father. No other, and when my kingdom is completed, only those who have become one with the Father will become a part of it. Yes, she told you the truth, my kingdom will be composed only of those who believe in my teachings and who have received the Holy Ghost. So do not doubt more. You I have selected and you will be my true disciple and messenger of truth. You have my help and love to the fullest, and no man can take it from you. In all eternity you will be with me. God answers your prayers because you have faith and are my own disciple. So continue to pray and he will hear you and answer your prayers. No, only believe and trust him, he will never forsake you or let you want. You must love God with all your heart and soul and mind and your neighbor as yourself. This is the great commandment. So observe this and you will be happy and free. Let your prayers become more fervent and your faith more fully developed. I will help you to know more of your Father's love, and you will soon become a true follower of me. You must seek and you will know. Wait until I give my messages, and then you will know the truth. Yes, I am divine and you are the branch, so believe. What you have written is my thoughts, you did not think any of these thoughts. So good night and may God bless you as I do now, Jesus. I am here, George W. Harvey. I lived in Washington, and kept a restaurant on Pennsylvania Avenue and 10th Street. I'm in the spirit world and in the earth plane and in hell also. I am not happy, for I am in darkness and despair. Yes, I did, but that did not keep me from hell. The priests mislead me, and they are here too, damn them. Can you help me any, if you can do so? Yes, I remember Taggart, but he is here too, and can't help himself, for I see him sometimes, and he tells that he is in a condition of suffering too. No, but he is not in condition to help me, even if I do see him. You must help me if you can. I don't know, but I want help from someone. I know they say so, but I don't believe them, for they can't help themselves. No, I don't know them. I will see him, the Paget messages 1915, at once and ask him, and tell him that I want to know. So good night, your friend, George W. Harvey. I am here, Helen. You must not write to these spirits as we have told you. Yes, he said that he knew you on earth and wanted you to help him. I see that he has gone to seek Mr. Taggart, but I don't think that he will be much helped. Yes, you may be right, you certainly have a way of accomplishing things. I never thought of that. Well, I will go and see if I can find them, and make them come here, and write you what I hear. They are here. Mr. Taggart tells Mr. Harvey that you told him that the way to get out of this condition of darkness and unhappiness is to pray to God, for his love to enter into their hearts, and believe that it will, that if he will only be willing to have it come into their hearts, it will, but that he has not yet been able to believe.